it's more difficult to define. There are some areas where it's relatively easy. We've set standards in the QA guidelines. If people don't achieve the standards, then they're falling below them and they can be considered an outlier. There are other areas that we've presented in the data and are also in the booklet where confidence intervals have been put in place, 95% confidence intervals, and people lying outside those are considered to be outliers, whether they be units, individual surgeons, or whatever. But there's a more difficult area of what we might call what is accepted practice. And towards the end of the document, particularly where we don't have any standards, then various propositions have been put forward. For example, how we treat ER-positive invasive cancers and whether they receive adjuvant hormonal therapy or not. We also need to recognise that outliers can be at regional level, they can be at unit level, or they can be an individual surgeon whose performance seems to be outlying the norm. But also, there's an individual patient whose treatment may not comply with the standards that we've set ourselves for that patient.